Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Committed Woman of God. Is anyone there?
Good morning, Committed Woman of God. Good morning. This is Millionaires of Women.
Okay, I guess it's just Sheila and I this morning. I'm doing well. Is it just Sheila and I this morning? Is that what you were saying?
It is, and unfortunately.
Yes.
Excuse me. Yes. It's just, well, actually, it's just you and the woman discovering who she is. She's dropped just for a second, but she should be back in a little bit.
Okay, so should I go ahead and continue with just us two?
No, we need to wait until she calls back in because I won't be able to stay today.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Should I just go ahead with just me and woman discovering who she is? Just
Yes.
Okay. All right. I will go ahead.
Yes.
Wend, how are you today?
I'm doing well? I'm doing great. It's been a busy week and a busy weekend, but I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well, but have you heard from Jeri?
I spoke with her on yesterday.
Okay. I was waiting to hear back from her. She was supposed to give me a call, but I hadn't heard anything from her.
Okay, gotcha. Well, you're live right now. You're live and on the air, so our show is being recorded.
Okay. Good morning. This is Committed Woman of God. I am pleased to be on the radio this morning, and I hope any listeners out there is glad to join us on this morning because I am truly glad to have you this morning. for our listeners that are out there, I just kind of want to give you some information on this morning. If you haven't already done so, I would like you to go out to the mindbodyspiritcleanse.com website and purchase your book so that you can get the full effect of what the mind-body-spirit cleanse is all about. Now, with that said, I actually want to give you a little insight of what the mind-body-spirit cleanse is all about. Now, we have our founder, which is Lisa Thomas, who is a business and leader coach. She explains in her book how she had gone to God about 13 years ago wanting some answers about some things that was going on in her life through her trials and tribulation and things that was going on in her life. She went to God and she surrendered to him and said if he would show her that she would follow. So she took a vow to cleanse for 3 months her mind, body, and spirit that so that she could make her way, find a way, and how to move forward. So when you read the book, you'll actually be able to see exactly what she had to do to become successful in this cleanse. One of the things that came out of the cleanse is that she actually transformed her company. She did numerous TV shows, she hosted a radio show, and she published a magazine. And this is all by going through the cleanse and following the directions and the steps that God had given and placed in her spirit to do. Actually, I wanted to go on to say that now she documents for us to achieve our own level of success so that we can be transformed along this journey and discover what God has for us. This morning I want to go in and take any prayer requests that we may have on this morning that we can actually take that before the throne of God on this morning and have God answer our prayers and supplications as we go before him. So is there anyone that has a prayer request on this morning? Okay.
I will throw in my prayer request before we have one out there.
I'm getting a little friction on your line, uh-huh. So can you, I'm not hearing you clearly, so can you speak a little clearer so that I may understand you?
Okay, it's not coming through?
Okay, that's good.
Is that better?
Yeah, much better.
Okay. All right, well, my prayer request is for discernment, for clearer clarification on direction, and also continued favor as I go through this journey of expansion.
Okay. I have for you discernment, clarity on directions, and continued favor along this journey. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to give their prayer request at this time? Well, I'm praying today for strength.
Go ahead.
This is Committed Woman of God, and I'm going to put in my prayer request. I'm praying this week for strength, direction, also need some discernment, and I need to understand what I am supposed to be doing at this moment? What is my purpose at this moment? Okay. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to enter a prayer request at this time? Okay. Well, since there's no more prayer requests, we're going to actually go into prayer at this time. And so I am going to lead us into prayer, unless I have my prayer warrior on the line this morning. Okay. Well, I am going to take us into prayer on this morning. Father God, as I come before you, God, humble as I know how, God. God, I'm asking you to forgive me for any sins, known and unknown, God, that when I come before you, God, that I lift up here in holy hands before you, God. God, I ask you, God, to bless all the women, God, that are your absence, God. I ask you, Lord Jesus, God, to just come in and fill this space right now, God. Oh, God, I ask you for strength, God. I ask you for encouragement on today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, you said where there are two or three gathered together in your name, God, there are you in the midst, God. Oh, God, I believe that you're in the midst, God. No matter what this situation looks like, God, no matter what, God, if there's no one else, God, there's two or three gathered together right now in your name, God. Oh, God, I thank and praise you, God, for this day, God. I thank and praise you, God, for how I could be discouraged on today, God. But, God, I lift you up anyhow, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because who is supposed to be here is here, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, now I bring our prayers and our supplications before you, God. Oh, God, we ask you, God, to give us discernment, God. Help us to discern the things around us, God. Help us to discern the people that are for us and who is against us, God. Help us to discern the things that we need to be doing next, God. Help us, God, in all that we do, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to give me understanding, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Understanding, God, as to what my purpose is at this moment, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, help us to be clear, God, and precise as to what it is, God, that you have for us to do on this day, God. Oh, God, we ask that you order our steps, God. Oh, God, because the steps of a good man are ordered by you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank and praise you, God, for how everything that we touch, God, will prosper, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that how our businesses will flourish, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you for your continued favor, God, as we go on this journey, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and praise you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for your clarity, God, for your understanding, God, for your wisdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank and praise you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for how you're going to keep us focused on this journey, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and wherever Cherie is right now, God, oh, God, I ask that you touch her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, no matter whatever she's going through, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, to lift up Katrina wherever she is, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank and praise you for all the women, God, all the women around the world, God, that need a touch from you on today, God. I ask you to touch them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask you, God, to give them direction, God. I ask you to give them guidance, God. I ask you to give them understanding and wisdom, God, as to where they need to go, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you and I praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I glorify you and I magnify you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and we thank you for this day, God, and we praise you for this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, just to take me through the rest of this radio show, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let your will be done, God. Not my will, but thy will be done, God. And this I ask, God, in your son Jesus' name, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
God. God, I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I go on to our declarations right now, God, Oh, God, I ask that each and every declaration, God, oh, God, that you bless it, God, and that you fulfill it, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. God, I praise you, and I glorify you, God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, God. If anyone like to go into right now, declaring and declaring what they would like God for them to do on this week. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to declare and decree before God this morning?
Well, this is a woman discovering who she is. I would like God to intercede on my behalf, to intervene on my behalf for some things that the enemy has put in place for my house. And I declare and decree that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, that God will move me out the way or whatever he's trying to do. I declare and decree that God will cancel any wicked evil assignment that the enemy has set against me. And I declare and decree victory over the enemy in the name of Jesus.
And it is so.
And it is so.
Okay, anyone else?
I decree and declare focus on this week. Focus and clarity on this week.
Focus and clarity. Okay, you're declaring and decreeing that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and it is so? All right?
So.
And it is so. Okay. Okay, on this week I am declaring and decreeing direction, understanding, and what my purpose is on this week. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus for direction, discernment, understanding, and what my purpose is at this moment. In Jesus' name, and it is so.
It is so.
Is there anyone else at this time who would like to declare and decree? Okay, so do we have any praise reports on this week? Has God done anything for any of us on this week that we would like to share with one another? Okay, this is Committed Woman of God. I am going to testify to the goodness of Jesus. I thank God for how I was down in my body for a couple of weeks. Now I'm feeling back 100%. I thank God for that on this week. Last week, I declared and decreed some things for the Lord, and I am seeing God manifest these things. I haven't been out in the world, but I, on this week, you know, intermingling at work or anything like that. But God is yet still good, and he is yet still delivering. I had a major breakthrough on this week, which I was having some trust issues. And in order to move ahead into healthy relationships, you have to be willing and able to trust. And that was actually one of my things that I'm not very trusting of people, and I don't like to let people in my space, especially if they've actually crossed me one time or another. I can cut someone off and they really don't even know that they really cut off. So on last week, I was home and I was in my quiet and prayer time, and it just kind of fell on me, you know, to start forgiving some of the hurts and old hurts that I had gone through, and I began to call out some people's names and begin to, you know, ask God to help me just to forgive, because forgiveness actually ties into being able to trust, because it's a person or someone that has done something to you that has hurt you, and it kind of makes you a little bitter and untrusting and all of that. So I had to go and forgive some people, and I began to call out, and most of the stuff that I was finding out that I had to or who I had to forgive was relationships that I had been in with men in my life, and a lot of that had built up and started from that. And so as I was going through this purging session, you know, with God, I began to call out some names and begin to go through this process, and then begin to cry and weep before the Lord. And when I got done, I said, you know, now this is actually going to open up my space for me to allow someone to come in and be able to trust again, by being able to forgive all of, I even called out my mom's name and my dad's name, and, you know, just people that have hurt me along my life, not to say that my mom and dad has done anything, but, you know, sometimes things happen in our family lives or whatever, based on not fully understanding, not only how to be parents, because you actually do what you only know to do or whatever. So if I've had any, you know, bitterness or anything, even towards them, I began to release it. So I thank God for my purging session. I thank God for how I can come before you ladies and, you know, just share that with you and let you know that God is yet still working on me. So is there anybody else that would like to share on this week? Okay, well, I had a scripture on this morning, and the scripture this morning was John 10:10, and it says, Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And what God is saying to us on this morning, that he came that we might have a complete life, full of purpose. So with that, I'm going to take that on this week, and I hope you ladies take that also on this week and know that God came that we might have life abundantly. And he wants us to be whole. He wants us to be full. He wants us to be full of purpose, that we live each and every day of our life in purpose. Would anybody like to say anything? No other praise reports? Everybody good?
This is a woman discovering who she is. I just like to say, I mean, it's always something to say. But I just thank God. I thank God for the cleanse. I thank him for the prayer requests and the declaration, because I see God move in everything that I ask him to do for me. And I know that God hears and answers prayers, and I just thank him He's always constantly keeping me a step ahead and making me aware of what's going on and letting me know what to pray for and what to ask for. And I thank him. I just thank him that I know I can get on the phone and I have people praying with me and touching and agreeing. I thank God for that. I thank God for the cleanse because it makes me more aware of myself and what I need to focus on. So I just thank God to see him moving, and that's why I continue to do these cleanses. And it's well worth the effort and the time, and I just thank God for it, forever moving in a cleanse.
Is there anyone else besides myself and woman discovering who she is on the line this morning?
Confident woman is here.
Confident woman, how are you this morning?
I am in awe of you.
You say what?
I'm in awe of you. I was just listening to your praise report and still pondering, cannot find the words yet to share, but I am in awe of what you just testified about, trust, and how you've overcome it.
This is, it's actually all about, you know, cleansing ourselves from the inside that it may reflect the outside. Because I'm on this cleanse because I want to be whole. I want to live by purpose every day. Feel like, you know, I am making a difference, but I want to be making a difference where it's not a falsehood, where it's not a that I'm hiding behind this person that I'm really not. I want to be the person that God has designed for me to be. So, you know, in order for me to get to that point, I have to be willing to go deep down in my being, and to, you know, get all that stuff out. Just let it go. And that's where I'm at in my life right now. I just want to let it go. And in the midst of that also, I learned that this is probably why I am not in a relationship right now, because I have had so much baggage, so much mistrust, so much hurt from past relationships that I built up this wall, and it's so high that nobody really can't even get in. So in order for me to have a healthy relationship, I have to let go of all of that stuff that I went through in my life, all the hurt, all the pain, all the anguish, everything that I felt at the time, you know. And sometimes men have a tendency to zap you of your self-worth. And so I had to go back and take that back, because they don't own that.
Beautiful. Amazing. Amazing.
So how is things going with you? Everything?
It's been a really rough week, But, you know, it's my test, it's my journey. Moving forward, grateful for the cleanse and a space to kind of purge your head and get clarity so that you can live and fight another day. My words, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Rough week. Really rough week.
Well, for this week, it is going to be a better week this week. You know, I think about how, you know, just before God opened up the floodgates and blesses you, there's all these things that seem to come at you all at one time. And you'd be like, where in the world did all of this come from? But just know that at the end of all the chaos, there lies a blessing. If you can just weather the storm, there's always a rainbow after the storm. And so just weather this storm and know that at the end of the storm, there's a blessing. Would anybody else like to say anything? We actually only have like 15 more minutes before we conclude our program. So this is actually kind of pretty much like a open forum. If you have anything else you want to say, anything you might need us to all be in line and in prayer. In fact, I'm actually going to ask you guys to just keep my sister in mind on this week as you go down in prayer. And she has to go to court on this week. So in your prayer time, just mention my sister in prayer that, you know, the Lord actually worked some things out for her, you know, as she goes to court on this week. So I'll just kind of keep her in prayer, if you would. And I'll be doing the same for, you know, each and every one of us in my prayer time on this week. And if there's nothing else, then I am actually going to close out kind of early. So is there, everybody's clear? Nothing else to be said?
Well, this is Woman 7. She is, I just want you all to keep me in prayer this week. Someone that told me some things yesterday, which I already knew, but the way they told me kind of like was a ton of bricks. So just keep me in prayer because I have to do some things. And, of course, it's weighing on me kind of heavy. So, you know, just keep me in prayer that I know God's going to work it out, but I still have to do my part and do what I need to do, which is, you know, kind of heavy. So you guys just lift me up in prayer this week.
Okay. So we'll close out if everybody is clear. With our quote, we came in this world, nothing sinfully equipped to fulfill on God's divine purpose for your life. All things are in perfect order, moving to work in favor for your highest and greatest good. Anything hindering success in your purpose and destiny was created in your mind and has no just cause. Your only job is to continually renew your mind, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. God has given you all that you need. You are a deliberate creation of God. Release the of mind, body, spirit, cleanse. And of this particular quote, so we are going to go on our week with that quote in mind, that lacks nothing on the promises of God, and know that able to do all that we need him to do. then we just trust him. Because he came that we might have life abundantly, living life in full purpose. So have a great week, ladies.
All right.
You too. Be blessed.
All right.
Bye.
Grateful.